Welcome to today's Mishnah Yomi. Today we are continuing in Perek Aleph of Maseches Megillah, Mishnayos Tes through Yud, Chapter 1, Mishnayos 9 through 10. Mishnah Tes reads as follows: Ein Ben Kohen Mashuach B'Shem El HaMishcha LeMeruba BeBegadim. So remember again, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, can be inducted into this office in one of two ways: anointing oil, that's Shem El HaMishcha, or Meruba BeGadim. The Kohen Gadol, all Kohanim wore specific and unique garments in their servants of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen Gadol wore 8 more additional unique garments. The Mishnah explains that one of the ways in which the Kohen Gadol could be inducted into the service of the Kehuna Gidola was through donning the additional 8 vestments. So the Mishnah says there are two ways a Kohen Gadol could become Kohen Gadol. Either A, he's anointed with anointing oil, or B, he wears the clothing of the Kohen Gadol. So the Mishnah says, either way, he's the Kohen Gadol. The only difference between them is, Ela par haba kol ha-mitzos. An interesting distinction is as follows. If a Kohen Gadol issues an erroneous ruling, and let's say he paskins that something that is really punishable by kares is mutter, so he makes an accidental halachic ruling, there is a special and unique carbon that is brought called the par haba al kol ha-mitzos. A special, unique bull offering. So the Mishnah explains that only a Kohen who is anointed with anointing oil has the ability to go ahead and bring this karban, but a Kohen who was anointed by donning the additional garments, he would not bring this unique karban. The Mishnah goes on, Ein bein Kohen mashamish l'Kohen l'shaavar. There is no distinction between the active Kohen Gadol and the retired Kohen Gadol, Ella par Yom Kippurim v'asiris sa'ifa, except for the unique bull offering on Yom Kippur that is only brought by the active Kohen Gadol, and the Asira Saifa, which is what we call the Minchas Chavitin, which was the daily mincha, the daily meal offering of the Kohen Gadol, that too was only brought by the active serving Kohen Gadol. That concludes Mishnah Tes. We now move on to Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Yud explains, Ein bein bama gidola bama ketana ela psachim. So just a little bit of introduction. There's something called the bama gidola, which is a centralized altar, a centralized mizbeach. Bama ketana represents a private mizbeach, a private altar. So the Mishnah says, now generally, the way it worked was as follows. Whenever there was a centralized place of service, whether it is the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, so then there was a centralized altar as well. That's called a Bama Gidola, a large altar. So the large altar precludes the use of private altars. Bama Ketana, a private altar, was usually used in the absence of a centralized altar, a Bama Gidola. Now the truth is, this wasn't true. There were times where even if there was a Mishkan, a Bama Ketana was permitted. But again, we don't have to go through the technicalities of that. One more piece just to point out is after the Beis HaMikdash was built, so Bamos Ketanos, private altars, pretty much become Aser, which is why even today we don't yet have our Beis HaMikdash, but the Bama Ketana, the small private altar, is still going to be Aser. So the Mishnah says, what's the distinction between a Bama Gidol and a Bama Ketana? Psachim, Pesach offering. You can't offer your Karban Pesach on a Bama Ketana, but you can offer it on a Bama Gidola. Now, the truth is, as we're going to see, what this really represents is something much more significant, which is that halacha lemaisa, the only thing, even when you are permitted to use a Bama Ketana, even when you're permitted to use a small, we'll call it a private altar, that was only usable for individual voluntary offerings. But anything that was communal or obligatory could not be brought on the Bama Ketana. So Pesach is a good example. Even though Karban Pesach, again, each of us have our own Karban Pesach, it is an obligatory offering. So because of that, one is not permitted to bring that on a Bama Ketana. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Zeaklav, this is the rule, Koshehu Nidar V'Nidav, Karev B'Bama. Anything that is a Neder, which is a vow offering, or a Nidava, which is a voluntary offering, could be brought on a Bama Ketana, can be brought on an individual altar. Again, as we said before, anything that's an individual offering and voluntary, you could bring. However, the Chol She'eino Lo Nidar V'Lo Nidav, Eino Kare Bebama. But ultimately, again, anything that is not Nidar Nidar, anything that is not a vow, or anything that is not a gift, which means voluntary offerings, are not brought on the minor Bama, are not brought on a Bama Ketana, but can only be brought ultimately on a Bama Gidola. All right, well, so we will stop over here for today. Yashar Koach, everyone. We will continue, Meretz Hashem, tomorrow with Mishnayos Yud Aleph and the beginning of chapter 2. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.